Let's face it, success comes down to meeting service levels. IT departments must meet the service expectations of their clients, the business units, and other internal parties. And how do we make sure we're satisfying our clients? For more and more companies, the answer is service level management. What is service level management? How do you ensure successful monitoring and reporting of service level management? And how do you find the right SLM solution for your needs? We'll explore those questions and more with two leading experts in the field of service level management, Gartner analyst Deb Curtis and Nick Johnson of Uptime Software. We'll also hear how Toll Holdings Group, a multi-billion dollar company, solved its service level management issues. We begin with Deb Curtis of Gartner, where she is a vice president for IT operations management research. She joins me now from Concord, New Hampshire. Deb, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So let's start by making sure we're on the same page here. What is service level management?
Service level management is an entire process that starts with defining services with your end customers, negotiating the service levels that you're going to deliver with your end customers, then documenting the results of that negotiation, in some cases actually writing it down in a contract. Of course, it includes implementing those service levels, monitoring and reporting on them so that you can assure your customers that you're achieving the level of services that you've negotiated.
What about tools to help us do this?
It's probably worth taking a moment to back up and define what a service level is itself. A service level represents the metric, or perhaps it's a combination of metrics, that are necessary to meet your business customers' minimum requirements. And by Gartner's definition, an SLA, a service level agreement, has to be customer-facing and business-oriented, rather than the typical internal IT-facing or technology-oriented metrics that we tend to measure.
And this is not just important for IT, right? Service level management really is important for its clients, the business units.
Yes, absolutely. The service level monitoring, service level management, it's important to IT because it allows us to publish results that are relevant to our business unit customers, that are something we've negotiated with them, something that's understandable to our business unit customers. So these service levels are necessary for IT to successfully align with business expectations. And done right, if you monitor and report on the service level metrics, can really help enable some improved communications between IT and the business, and that's going to improve IT's credibility with your business unit customers. By the way, the flip side is also true. If you use them incorrectly, service level agreements can actually do more harm than good, because if you have poor service level management, that's going to set up IT for failure, because perhaps it raises the customer's expectations too high and then you disappoint them, or it damages IT's credibility if your services are not defined in those customer-facing, business-oriented terms.
So let's say I'm interested in bringing in service level management as a more formal solution, Deb. What's the best approach for getting started here?
Now, I would recommend that you monitor your current service level performance to get a baseline understanding of what your current service quality is. And that's going to help gauge whether you'll be able to meet your customers' expectations or whether some additional investment might be required in the infrastructure before you can achieve the level of service quality that your customers are demanding. I would argue that you should never agree to an SLA without some technological means to measure it, and in fact without knowing that you can meet the service level agreement. Because if you don't know what level of service is already being delivered, I think it's impossible for you to set an appropriate target that you can maintain, or to set a target for what improvement you need to make in the service levels, a reasonable or practical improvement, something that you can achieve.
Deb, could you talk to us about service availability SLAs?
Those are going to be more measured from the business applications or the IT infrastructure components that are running live in your production environment. So you might have a business application where the SLA is that it needs to run at 99.5% availability on a 24/7 basis. Or perhaps there's a specific business transaction that has to complete in under 5 seconds, for example. So those are going to usually be measured by by various application performance or infrastructure or server or network monitoring type tools. Now, to get started, even before you reach the service management level of maturity, even when you lack those formal customer-facing business-oriented SLAs that are contracted between IT and the business, I think you should absolutely start to measure and publish some end-to-end application availability metrics for a few critical applications. You don't need to do this for every application that's running, but maybe it's your ERP application, perhaps it's email, maybe it's some customer service application. And that's going to help IT understand how it's performing for the business. It's also going to help reduce that perception gulf that occurs between IT and the business when we publish metrics that are just not relevant to the business. So if we publish metrics that have to do with server availability or network capacity, those aren't going to be important or interesting to our business unit customers. So even in advance of having that service definition, that service level agreement conversation with your business customers, we can still make progress by focusing on end-to-end application availability for a few critical applications and really move forward to help improve the credibility of IT in the eyes of our business unit customers.
What are some of the common pitfalls you see out there that can cause SLA monitoring reporting projects to fail?
Certainly one of the pitfalls that I've seen is assuming that the current component-oriented metrics or even the process-oriented metrics are going to be enough. It's kind of like when you are traveling in a foreign country and you don't speak the language. It's not the case that if you just shout your native language a little louder, your business unit customers are going to understand. So don't think that if you take the same server availability or network capacity metrics and just shout them louder by posting them to some handsome color-coded real-time dashboard that your business unit customers are going to somehow understand. So that's a pitfall. You have to realize that it is going to be a different set of metrics that are going to be important to be for this customer-facing service level management project. I speak with IT organizations who are trapped by the pitfall of some open-ended, unquantified service demand. The demand from your business unit customers in terms of number of users or number of transactions, seasonal variations, that's something that has to be documented and that's something that has to be included in your service level agreement. For example, if you have a service level agreement for running a specific business transaction and completing it in under 5 seconds, that has to be done in light of the volume of the offered load. Maybe it's 1,000 transactions a minute. Maybe it's 10,000 transactions a minute. But whatever it is, you have provisioned your IT infrastructure to deal with that specified demand. Now, if the business exceeds their forecasted demand significantly, well, you're not going to be able to meet that service level target. But that's the point when the SLA should be renegotiated and the IT organization needs to go to the business unit again and be given time to reprovision its services to accommodate the unexpected, unforecasted increased demand.
Now, unfortunately, I know the list of pitfalls doesn't stop there. What are some of the other ones we need to be on the lookout for?
Another pitfall that I see is short-sighted service level management projects or short-term service level management projects. I find that the initial definition of services, the negotiation, the creation of these services, and then the measuring and the reporting on the service level agreements, it does require some dedicated resources and it does require some very strong availability and performance monitoring tools to be in place in the IT infrastructure. So implementing these SLAs, you can't consider it a one-time event that's funded for a month or a quarter.
Now, Deb, one of the themes you've really hammered home so far is that SLA monitoring and reporting is really good for both IT and the business. But I'm sure there's also the danger of this being viewed as just another layer of bureaucracy we need to contend with. So with that in mind, what are some good steps to really build positive momentum around an SLA monitoring and reporting project?
I think it's really important to not get stuck in the weeds here. Remember, the whole purpose of the SLA or the service level management project is about managing your customers' expectations. So SLAs are a means to an end here. The end result that we're hoping to achieve is that we're going to improve IT's credibility in the eyes of the business unit customers and have them be confident in the underlying IT services that support their business processes.
So let's turn to the solutions that are out there, Deb. What are some key criteria that you tell your clients to look for when evaluating SLA monitoring reporting solutions?
You have to be able to compare the measured results to whatever the defined service level agreements are. So you have to be able to calculate service level compliance using various methods and in some cases some pretty complex calculations. You have to be able to calculate the results during service hours. So maybe the service hours are between 8 and 6 on weekdays, or maybe the service hours are 7 by 24 with the exception of Sunday from midnight to 2 in the morning. So that's a relatively complicated calculation. Another type of SLA calculation would be the percentage-based calculations, 99.5% availability during service hours, or 85% of transactions have to complete within 3 seconds. So the SLA monitoring and reporting product has to include these kind of complex or time-based calculations for SLAs.
Now, one of the key things here is really that SLA monitoring reporting can truly benefit the whole company, right? Not just any one business unit. So do we need to do this as an all-or-nothing company-wide project, or can we deploy and use it incrementally?
Well, the best approach is not to do an all-or-nothing company-wide project. I think that's going to be a lengthy project and one that does not show short-term results or short-term rewards. So I would definitely recommend that it be deployed and used in incremental steps. You're going to want to pick a particular service to pilot, maybe do that with a friendly business unit, or maybe do that with one that's especially critical to your company so that you can help garner support and gather resources to extend the project in the future. Often, a good place to start when you're creating SLAs is to look at the processes and the systems that the business has deemed mission critical and focus on those. So do start with incremental steps. Focus on a specific service or a specific business unit, get some experience under your belt, and then use that as the model for success as you roll out to additional services and additional business units.
Now, one issue there's no escaping when we're talking about a solution is cost. And certainly these days, return on investment is especially important. So at the end of the day, what will an SLA monitoring reporting solution mean to IT from the payoff perspective?
I think there's two big categories of payoffs when an IT organization is focused on defining services, being more customer-oriented, and then monitoring and measuring those service level agreements and reporting on them. The first big payoff is because we have aligned our IT services with the business, we understand the business impact of IT problems. That's going to result in improved availability. That's going to result in reduced downtime. That's going to result in shorter problem resolution time. And it's not because we have some new larger IT staff, but it's because everyone in IT understands their business connection, understands their business impact. And that means that IT support focuses on solving the correct problems, the high priority, the business relevant issues, and achieving higher availability and shortening the mean time to repair for those issues. So that's one big category of payoff. The other big category of payoff is this perception and this credibility that IT gains. I think taking this service management approach really improves the credibility of the IT organization with its business unit customers, and it's because we demonstrate our understanding of how the IT services support the business processes.
Deb, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Deb Curtis is a Vice President for IT Operations Management Research at Gartner. And now I'd like to turn the focus from the analyst side to learning more about SLA reporting in the trenches to someone who's living and breathing service level monitoring and reporting every day. Nick Johnson is the Director of Marketing at Uptime Software. Nick, welcome to the program. And you just heard Deb outline the importance of service level management, not only for IT, but really for the business as a whole. What are you seeing out there?
We're seeing very similar trends, problems to what Deb has highlighted earlier. We're seeing that the proactive CIOs, IT directors, IT management, and system administrators are really looking ahead at how they can communicate the value of IT to the business better. However, what they're telling us is that there's a lack of the right toolkits and processes needed to ensure success when we talk about service level management. We're also hearing that some companies are losing ground with poor results at their first attempts in service level management.
Well, is it simply a case of they're new to this? Why are they having trouble understanding and implementing service level management?
Well, Scott, what we've learned from our customers and prospects is that there's basically five reasons why service level management projects have a tough time getting off the ground and getting results. The first, as Deb mentioned, some companies are trying to boil the ocean. And what I mean by that is make enterprise rollouts of service level management's work. That is very tough and highly risky. The key is to get some quick wins. Target 1 to 2 departments or 1 to 2 business applications and roll it out. Learn from that. Build on those small successes until you have a template or a format that works for your company, and then roll it out wide. Secondly, IT departments are having difficulty understanding what metrics are important to the business. Once you know that, it's also important to learn how do you map those business metrics back to IT infrastructure. The third problem is that we don't fully understand how to set realistic and achievable SLA targets. At the moment, we see two things happening out there. One is what we call a best guess approach. This increases risk dramatically as you're taking a stab at what an SLA target should be. That's highly risky for the IT department. The second is what we call an implement and see, where you implement, track, get a baseline, and then go forward. That could be a 3 to 4 month time lag, definitely not a quick win or a great way to build momentum with a service level management project. The fourth reason is that most organizations lack the mature or complex infrastructure that's dictated by most of the framework solutions. This makes the cost of starting a service level management project very high with a really long time lag. The fifth and last reason is that companies truly aren't grasping that service level management is about win-win. It's not about policing. Service level management is about evolving the relationship between the IT department and the business.
I want to stay on that subject of perception, and in this case, I mean in terms of company size. Often small to mid-sized companies can feel overlooked by IT solutions. Is this something that's impacting just large organizations?
Well, Scott, while we know this is a big issue for large organizations, we're actually seeing mid-sized organizations really take the lead on service level management. The key is that they can do this without the traditional large capital outlay, the additional resources, or the lengthy timelines that are required by most of the bigger, more complex solutions. The key to take away here is that service level management that's done right means a big, quick win for IT with minimal time and money invested.
Simple, fast, and affordable service level reporting. Those are definitely words our listeners want to hear, but is that really possible in today's complex IT environments?
It really is a realistic expectation. In fact, companies need to believe that this is the way it should be done. For example, at Uptime, we've been working with our customers for over 18 months to develop a service level management solution that works. When our Uptime customers asked us to design a solution, they wanted us to keep two things in mind. They wanted a solution that can be implemented as a quick win, and they wanted a solution that would have immediate results. And what we're seeing is that the ROI and payback is now within days. We designed Uptime to be lightweight, easy to use, and affordable, yet with the depth and power that our Uptime customers expect out of a product like Uptime. For example, Uptime can tell you if an SLA that you're negotiating is realistic, and it does this with proactive SLA what-if modeling based on your own company's historical data. That means as you're thinking about an SLA target, you can go into Uptime and see if in the past, based on your historical performance, you would have met or not met that target. That's pretty powerful. This means you remove the risk involved when negotiating an SLA, and that's essential for IT. It also means very short implementation time with immediate results, because we're not taking the test it and see approach. The net-net is one, a realistic service level agreement with targets the IT department is confident they can hit, and two, they have aligned IT services and infrastructure with business goals and objectives. That's exciting.
Nick, we really appreciate your insights, and you mentioned Uptime as a possible solution for those interested in SLA monitoring and reporting. Where can our listeners learn more about what you have to offer?
Well, it's been my pleasure. I've been happy to be here. If your listeners are interested in learning more about Uptime, please visit the website at uptimesoftware.com. We have a program that provides complimentary product, best practices, white papers, and product-related services to help enterprises see immediate results without the risk normally associated with service-level management projects. Again, just visit uptimesoftware.com to learn more about it.
Nick, thanks again. Nick Johnson is the Director of Marketing at Uptime Software. And while Nick just offered ways to get more information, some companies are already benefiting from Uptime solutions. So how are people using SLM out there in the real world? Stephen Boucher is the Unix Infrastructure Manager for the Toll Holdings Group. Toll is a leading provider of integrated logistics services with an annual consolidated revenue of more than $7.5 billion. Stephen's team recently engaged in a successful service level management project. Now, he's normally based in Australia, but he joins us from Dallas, Texas. Stephen, welcome to the program.
No problem at all.
Stephen, now, we'll get into a moment on how service level monitoring and reporting has helped your company, but first, could you tell us a bit more about who you are and about Toll Holding?
Basically, Toll's a company that's been growing fairly spectacularly through the whole Asia-Pac region, starting out initially from a management buyout in 1986. Since then, they've grown largely organically as well as by acquisition. So as you can imagine, with acquisitions, it's meant that there's a huge variety of infrastructure of different types and different systems of different ages. And obviously, it's a fairly complicated environment.
Well, you've certainly joined a new wave of companies that are moving down the road towards service level management. What were some of the challenges you faced that made you decide to take a move in this direction?
Basically, the problem that we've had, of course, has been that with so many different business units, they all have their own requirements and their own sets of needs. And one of the things that we've been having a lot of problems with was mapping that back onto the IT services that we provided. Going down an ITIL path has meant that we've been concentrating more and more on that service level arrangement with the business units, so that not only are we delivering the services, but we're also then meeting what their requirements are in such a way that they can track them. So
definitely a challenge that a lot of companies out there are facing. And so did you find that implementing a service level reporting solution has helped you to solve some of those challenges?
Well, it's certainly brought the business more on board. I mean, they can see both the things that we're delivering and the things that we're not and where those problems are. It's also made them, to some extent, more accountable for basically their capacity planning particularly, which has always been a problem that we've had, where usually those sorts of issues only came to the forefront when it was too late to do anything about them.
What three tips would you give listeners out there who are either engaged in service level reporting or are thinking about getting started?
Start as simply as possible is the most probably important thing I can suggest. If you try and do the whole lot, it's going to get buried in minutia. One of the things we found was that by producing some quick wins, getting the course level done, we could deliver immediate benefit to the business.
And I want to go into a moment in the solution you chose. I was curious, because one thing that struck me just now, Stephen, is you mentioned really how it helped you in communicating with the business side, showing them the issues, getting things in visual format for them. So in other words, it's not just an IT solution that you're looking to get and bring into the company with this.
No, and that was absolutely one of the things we were looking for, which was something that would deliver things in such a way that the business could immediately understand them. If we were going to be required to both give ridiculous amounts of training or ridiculous amounts of explanation for everything, then you run into two problems. One is that the business, if they don't understand it, they tend not to trust it. And also the problem is that if they don't understand it, then they're likely to misread it.
That was obviously, as you said, one of the factors. What were some of the criteria that you set down to try to determine the right solution for your needs?
The main things that we had, honestly, were around quick delivery. We really wanted a product that we could drop in place that would not take 2 years of professional services to get an outcome. We wanted something that was both simple to get in initially, but also fairly powerful from an expandability point of view. And then the other criteria that we had was from a reporting point of view and analysis point of view, where we wanted to be basically able to produce simple but detailed reports that were easy enough to understand for the business. But once again, we wanted those initial values to be out of the box, basically, so that we didn't have to spend more time doing it, because one of the problems that you run into with business units particularly is that they have immediate requirements for getting that reporting, and if you put something in place and then promise, you know, in 12 months' time you'll get the sorts of things you're looking for, they lose patience very quickly. And part of the problems with the cat herding that goes on in any company is that once people lose interest, they all go off in their own little directions.
With that criteria in mind, what solution did you choose, and why the particular solution?
We looked at a whole stack of stuff. I and previous companies had a lot of experience with the larger tier vendors, and while they had some wonderful functionality later on, part of the problem that we'd had with them all the way along was being able to return those quick results. We also looked at some of the open source solutions, or at least some of the ones that had been based off it, and there are a few of those out there too, and the main issue that our people had with those was the reporting output of them. I'd had recommendations on uptime from a few people, and therefore we decided to give it a look. And we did a test deployment internally of the three or four top contenders, and it really just stood out as a quick deployment, quick results, and the business were very happy with the style and content of the reporting, the trending, all of the functionality they'd built in.
So with that, is this something you would recommend to other companies looking at similar type solutions, similar type approaches?
Absolutely. The other thing, too, that we found was that the product was very extensible. And more importantly, one of the things that we were looking with was a company that was very responsive to our requirements.
Definitely impressive. And I'm sure that's important because, well, as you said, out of the box is important. You want it to be as simple to implement as possible. Every company is different. So it sounds like you got more than just a provider. You got a partner there along the way to really help solve your needs.
Yeah, we found them very, very good in that regard. So I couldn't be happier with a lot of that.
Well, Stephen, thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all.
Stephen Boucher is the Unix Infrastructure Manager for the Toll Holdings Group. And I'd like to once more thank Gartner analyst Deb Curtis and Nick Johnson of Uptime Software for joining us. To find out more about service level management, please visit www.uptimesoftware.com. And now this program note. Gartner is an impartial, independent analyst of the information technology industry. All content provided by other enterprises is expressly the views of those enterprises and the speakers. The information should not be construed as a Gartner endorsement of said enterprises' products or services.